In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, at the moment in the Christianity among the people is pretty popular the opinion that Jesus was always calm and quiet. He has tried to avoid scandals and he has only tried to console people. This is a sort of exaggeration of what has indeed happened. Yes, Jesus has approached people, inviting them to become convert, but Jesus was also consoling people and trying to help them. And he was indeed preaching God's love and God's peace. But we know that Jesus has also had another behavior. Sometimes he has very strongly spoken to the people because he did want to wake them up spiritually, mentally, because the people didn't want to understand what God's will is. And today, on Sunday, the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, we hear in the Gospel of the Holy Mass how Pharisees went and took counsel how they might trap him in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, "Master, we know that thou art wrathful, and that thou teachest the way of God in truth, and that thou carest not for any man, for thou dost not regard the person of man. Tell us, therefore, what dost thou think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not?" And what is interesting, we know from history that there were three big groups among the Jews in that time: the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the Zealots. The Sadducees, they had the opinion, yes, we do all not feel funny and happy with that tribute to pay to the Caesar, because he is a pagan one. He is an occupant in our country. But what should we do? Okay, do pay. The Pharisees, they had a stricter position. They said, yeah, but it's almost a sin, because we do accept the power of a pagan over us, chosen people in the Old Testament. And then the Zealots, they had an extreme position. They said, no compromise, we must not pay tribute, we must defy them, we must kick them up by military power from our country. And so this question was formulated in a hypocritical way. We see, they said, is it lawful or not? The question has expected either the response yes or the response no. But either way, Jesus would be cause serious troubles. If Jesus would say, yes, do pay tribute, do give tribute to the Caesar, then the people would not understand, the population of the Jews. They would say, we were thinking you are a prophet sent from God, but now you accept the pagan power. Forget him. But if Jesus would say, no, do not pay tribute, do not give tribute, then he would get troubled, serious troubles, with the Roman soldiers. And because they would say, you do not recognize us, you provoke people to military actions, so we send you to prison or we kill you. But God's wisdom is much higher and deeper than the human arrogancy and stupidity. And Jesus gave them another response. He gave them a response, but he gave a true one. He did not respond yes or not, as they were in their hypocrisy expecting. And even if they say you teach us the way of God and truth, and you that thou carest enough for any man, if they have truly such a high opinion about Jesus Christ, why do they ask this question? So it was a game. It was a test. It was not sincerely asked. And then Jesus, I can really imagine that he has also the human nature, and human emotions are normal for us and also for Jesus. And I can very imagine that Jesus has now responded emotionally, but of course, by a way, is not a sinful one. We human beings, we have the tendency or the problem. When we become emotional, we do like to trespass a certain red line, and then it becomes a sin, and we cause problems additionally. But Jesus has become, so to say, angry, but by a way, in any case, was not sinful, but his opposites, they had to understand. You could not say to the Pharisees, these hypocrites, oh no, you know, I try to explain you. No, you are wrong. No, sometimes you had to say, you are hypocrites. What are you doing here? And so Jesus reacted then by an analogical way. I can presume. And then Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin of the tribute." So they offered him a denarius. Then Jesus said to them, "Whose are this image and the inscription?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things are the Caesar's, and to God the things are God's." And hearing this, they marveled, and leaving him went off. So the people were not expecting this sort of response. And Jesus became a little bit, on the human level, angry, denying what they are, what they tried to gamble with him. But he gave them, he focused their attention to another point. And he said, yes, this is the custom, you know, as we know, for instance, today in United Kingdom, every bill, every coin has the face of the Queen, and in next future, presumably of the new king. But the same was also in the Roman Empire. And there was the face and the inscription of the Caesar in that time, Tiberius. And then he said, if it's Caesar's picture here and inscription, give it to the Caesar. If you want, you can pay tribute. Doesn't matter. But much more important is give also God what is God's. And this is the real response Jesus has given. And this is the real lecture we should learn from the gospel today. And we know in our lives there are many things to be respected, of course. We have to be interested to earn money, to work for our food, for a house, for a room, or, you know, there are many legal interests we have to pay attention for them. Especially when you have children, you have to provide many things for them because you are as parents very responsible, of course, doubtlessly. But we have also the tendency for things, for instance, as hobby, as sport, TV watching, and so on and so on. We find plenty of time. We have to agree, to concede this sincerely. And everyone has his interests, but we have the tendency to be more lazy in those cases when we should give the glory to God, when we should tribute to God what is God's. And I mean, we say our prayers, we attend on Sunday the Mass if we have an ability, a chance, but of course, put the hand on your heart, and we all, me inclusively, can say, yeah, certain things I should improve. Sometimes I should urgently improve this, because I'm in that lazy. I know it would be very important. As I said, as Jesus said, for other things, worldly things, we have time and money, but for the Sunday Mass, sometimes for prayers, for paying attention on the needs of other people, praying for other people, trying to help them, loving God and the neighbor, we have sometimes, or sometimes more often, not sufficient time, money, and interest. And this is what Jesus wants to tell us. And how we are sometimes ashamed to confess who we are, that we are Catholic Christians. Yes, we live in societies are, we cannot more say this is a Christian society, tell us a Catholic one. But, and it is very difficult, and there is sometimes a serious opposition against the Christian values. There is a real apparat, there are media, there are many power who are interested to destroy the Christianity in our countries, in our societies. And I can only say about my own country. In Germany, we had last week some events. They are showing us in which direction we are developing. So, for instance, there was a meeting of the G7 ministers of foreign affairs, and they met in Münster, and Münster was always a very typical Catholic county, and there was a library, a historical one, and that one was once signed, I think, the Westphalian Peace, after the 30 years war between the Catholics and the Protestants. This is a very historical place, and there was always a crucifix on the site, and nobody at official events, nobody was ever speaking to remove it from this place. And now for the G7 meeting, our German girl, who is now Minister of Foreign Affairs, nobody is accepting her as a Syrian person. She has decided to remove this cross, and she was ashamed. And in some regards, I say, Annalena, thank you for showing us, for proving us who you are. You are ashamed to be with Jesus Christ together. And in another case, we have a castle in Berlin, an older castle, and there was a inscription in letters visible for people passing this castle that there is no salvation except in the name of Jesus. And one woman from the Green Party too has decided to remove this inscription or to cover it, because she said, we will offend the people of other beliefs who are not Christians. And even the German Sun, the Bild Zeitung, has become angry, and they said, I couldn't believe what they said, but all is built up on the on Christian values here in Germany. Why are you ashamed? At the same time, you allow by court that the Muezzin in Cologne is loudly inviting people on the streets to the Muslimic prayers, as they call it. But at the same time, you destroy Christianity. This is hypocrisy. This is wrong. But this is simply showing we are living in a society, but the more it is important to do a confession, the more it's important. And we must not forget one golden rule. And I have made such experience personally too. We know the so-called effect of a group. For instance, we are saying even a well-behaved dog, when he comes in a group with other dogs, they become wild. I do not at all compare any human being with a dog or any other animal, but this is a picture, this is an example. And analogical behavior we do also show sometimes. Independent of the question what I am thinking in my deepest of the deep in my mind, when we come together in a group and all people are criticizing the church, laughing about Jesus Christ and Christianity, we do not protest. We do also laugh and smile because we are in fear. We are a little bit more ashamed to confess who we are. Instead of standing up and leaving, instead of saying, I'm sorry, please not in my presence, because this is very important for me, we do cooperate, even if we are only silent. But the world needs people who are even a small number. This is not the most important, but there must be someone who stands up and who says, no, you are on the wrong path. Your end will be a disaster. And these people are urgently needed in our times, in our society. And I guarantee you, there are always, usually always, at least one or two people who are ashamed. But when they see there's another one who has brave heart and who is confessing and who is protesting this public opinion of the majority, they do respect you, and possibly you help them to find the courage, the true Christian Catholic courage too. That's why it's so important to give God what is God's. It means the devotion of own heart, the appreciation, the gratitude for all the graces He is giving us, the strict following of God's will. Even if other people do not understand, if we are always kneeling down in our heart in front of Jesus Christ, our divine Savior, then there is a chance also for the society. And the good ones, they were never in majority, we can say. Yes, we know the Roman Empire, then the Christian one. Yeah, but nevertheless, there were other problems, and they have led then to the present situation too. But Jesus has also spoken about the small flock, and he has praised this small flock of his followers, of his disciples. So we should, respecting all this, we should ask ourselves, how can I give more to God? What is His? More devotion, more time, more interest, sometimes more time and more money, sometimes this and that. And it doesn't matter, do the other people bring up understanding for that or not? Doesn't matter. If we are convinced, then we go this way. And then in our heart will grow a much deeper faith. Then our relationship with God will come to a higher level, because we are paying the price for God. And we are even thankful that we have a chance even to suffer sometimes for the glory of God. And then our faith becomes stronger and more alive. And this is important that we do never forget. For many other things, we find time and money and interest. But for God, for the good things, for the deeds of worshiping God and helping the people, where we understand we could be a help, do we hear sufficient? And I think everyone will find in his own life one or two points or situations where we should urgently improve this. And be never ashamed. Be what you are, and do never show that you are ashamed or have fear. In opposite, the more you show fear, the more a dog, for instance, is barking. And now transport it on the human relationship. The people, when they see that we are ashamed, they are the louder criticizing the church. But when someone stands up, for instance, if the Muslims stand up and say we are against, we do accept more or less, often enough. But the Christians, they are in fear, they are ashamed. No, be who you are and show that this is normal, and then we will grow and we will do a big help for our society, and be wise and pray to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that we do. When it's recommended to be silent, be silent. When it's recommended, and our conscience does also say, do say something, do react by a wise way, then let us do this. And then we can help that the glory of God is growing and the flag of the Christianity is still there. Amen. Et benedictio Deo omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.